Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's going on, my man? Appreciate you taking the time.
Man, just fired up for this Final Four in Phoenix. I wish I could go, but I have some family stuff coming up, so I will be at the house watching it. May sneak over there, maybe, if Alabama were to win Saturday night advanced to Monday. But I mean, that sounds like a total David defeating Goliath here at this point, according to the sport point spread and listening to other people out there. Really, people, it sounds like people are already looking forward a little bit to the Purdue-UConn matchup on Monday. I was listening to some sports podcasts or college basketball podcasts the other day, Chris, and the first segment they talked about was, is this UConn team a top five basketball team of all time? I was like, man, they're giving these guys – they're giving – again, I've said it all year. I think in a series, I don't think anybody would beat them in a best game, a best of seven series. One game, though, we've seen it with Kentucky's, what, 14, 15 team losing in the Final Four. You just never know. You never know. I like Alabama's – I think Alabama – they played last year. Alabama obviously had the better team last year. But, I mean, this team went to the Final Four. But overall, I think last year's team was better. But I think there's some – opportunities if Alabama's playing well, and they obviously have to play well, for them to have this game in a tight one, a single possession game, maybe at the under 4 minute timeout.
And Dave, you mentioned this game taking place in Glendale, Arizona, State Farm Stadium on Saturday night at 8:49 p.m. Eastern time. Tip off on TBS. That's where you can catch the game. And you mentioned, man, the spread in this one. I was stunned when I saw it. And again, give credit to UConn. They're a fantastic team. But Alabama finds themselves as an 11.5-point underdog. In case you're feeling frisky, you think Bama's going to win, you can get Bama on the money line at plus 550. So you bet $100 on Bama and they win, you cash out $550. The over-under in this one set at 161.5. Dave, before we go any further breaking down the game, let's talk about how these two teams got here, who they've beaten. You start with UConn. They beat the 16 seed Stetson in their first round game. Then in the round of 32, took down Northwestern, took down San Diego State in the Sweet 16, then beat Illinois in the Elite Eight to get to the Final Four. And you look at the scores, Dave, they haven't been particularly close. I think their closest margin of victory was that game against Northwestern, which was a 17-point margin of victory. I think that is the closest game. Yeah, they beat Illinois by 25 in the Elite Eight round to advance to the Final Four. So UConn, I mean, it's been pretty smooth sailing to this point. You look at Alabama, they took down Charleston in the first round, then beat Grand Canyon, then took down North Carolina in that epic Sweet 16 game, and then beat the Clemson Tigers in a fun back-and-forth one in the Elite Eight to get to this point. So, Dave, let's go back to UConn. I mentioned they have blown out everyone. When you look at this team, what are your biggest takeaways and what you've seen from them in the tournament thus far?
Chris, you mentioned it. I mean, even going back to last year's tournament, they've now won 10 straight, I think, tournament games by double digits or more, and they've been up in this specific tournament 30 plus or more on everybody. I mean, the 30 to nothing run against Illinois the other night was a 5-point game at halftime. And then the 30-0 run to kick off the second half. You wouldn't even see that in a high school game. A 30-0 run against quality competition in an Elite Eight game. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. I mean, they got five guys. We have Tristan Newton. Obviously, people know Donovan Klingon. Stephon Castle, lockdown defender for him. He's done a phenomenal job against the opposing team's best players throughout this tournament. For UConn, Cam Spencer, Alex Caravan. And then a guy some SEC fans, A&M fans specifically, will be familiar with their transfer, Hassan Diarra, coming up, stepping up for him. He's a guy. So they have guys that could be someone different every night. Not necessarily like Alabama has Mark Sears, where you're consistently expecting 20-plus points each night like he's been. I mean, maybe had the best single season in Alabama basketball history, just his consistency. But from a UConn standpoint, it's just been like a total boa constrictor of just – pure dominance. I mean, even going back to last year, this team really has not been challenged in the NCAA tournament in over 2 years. It seems like such a dominant two-year run, and it's crazy to think about because they were a four seed last year. But I feel like a lot of people like them as the favorite because, I mean, they got a little bit of a hiccup in the middle of Big East play. But again, just so many ways to beat you. They can play up tempo. They can slow it down. They can make you defend for 22 to 24 seconds in the shot clock. They can beat you in numerous different ways. I mean, they can run you off the perimeter when you want to shoot threes. They got a rim protector in Klingon. Just a complete team. Like I said at the beginning of the show, if we're playing a series, best out of five, best out of seven, whatever it is, UConn wouldn't lose a series to anybody. They wouldn't. But we're not playing a series. We're playing the greatest tournament of all time, the NCAA tournament. One game. I do see some matchup advantages for Alabama. Again, they got to be playing well. But this UConn team, man, it is going to be – it truly does feel like it's a little bit, especially with the semifinal game, it's a little bit like the USSR versus United States in hockey in 1980, a little bit. It's the semifinals before the gold matchup. Kind of feels like Alabama's the hockey team, the U.S. hockey team, with some of the college players playing these professionals. I mean, I know they're both college players here, but it kind of has that feel people talk about. Is this the greatest team, top five greatest team all the time? They still got two games to win, single elimination. But again, this is one of the best teams we've had in college basketball in the top, last 5 years by far.
And we should mention, too, like you said, UConn going for back-to-back national championships. I thought their head coach had some interesting comments, Dave. I want to get your thoughts on early in the week when he basically said, you know, if we were a Duke or Kentucky or whoever it might be, we'd be leading SportsCenter, but we're just kind of this team from Storrs, Connecticut. Your thoughts on – it feels like he's almost trying to play the disrespect card going into this game because, like you mentioned, they're a double-digit favorite. Good luck finding anyone who's going to be picking Alabama to win. What do you make of his comments? Does he have a valid point, or do you view it as he's trying to fuel his team and play the disrespect card, even though it may not be there?
Well, I mean, I think Dan Hurley's one of the best coaches, top three coach in college basketball right now, especially if they win it this year. I mean, the first back-to-back champ since, what, 05, 06, 07, 06, 07 Florida, with Joakim Noah and then Billy Donovan and all them. So I think he's a top three guy in the sport. I think he's trying to find ways to keep his team motivated. I mean, they've been on such a dominant run in the NCAA tournament. I think he's a little bit like, dude, I mean, our guys are on social media. They pay attention to this, whether they believe it. He has an older, mature team. But all week, when they're flying to Phoenix, when they get there, I saw they're getting there today on Tuesday. They're going to be hearing it for four straight days about, man, what would it mean to go back-to-back? What would it mean to go back-to-back? I mean, y'all are probably a top five greatest team of all time if you go back-to-back. So I think he makes – I mean, I saw a quote with him. You brought up a quote with him. I saw he was talking to somebody. He's like, I've even had to make up like head coaches' quotes to my team, stuff that the opposing head coach doesn't even say. But I have to go say that to my team because he's like, I know they don't go listen to the opposing team's coaches' press conference unless the guy said something viral. But he's like, I had to go make up stuff to get my team – a little bit like how Michael Jordan would say. He would make up crap in his head to keep him motivated. So Dan Hurley's had to do that. Just a phenomenal coaching staff. I mean, it's funny. Nate Oates and Alabama assistant Preston Murphy both have great relationships with the Hurley family, working with them both. So there's a lot of familiarity there, a lot of familiarity. Both teams have 4 or 5 days to prepare. Again, I like that for Alabama a little bit, and I like that for UConn. I mean, both teams are tough preparations, I think, when you just have a day to do it. But UConn, I mean, yeah, there's no denying. It's a dominant run. The best team, even if Alabama were to beat UConn, I would still say from top to bottom this year, UConn was the best team. They are the best team. Again, they would not lose in a series to anybody. But one game, but man, I get why Dan Hurley does it, though. I do get it because you got to find some ways. I mean, Nick Saban was a master motivator. You got to find some ways when you're great, like, hey, how do I keep my team's edge? How do I keep my team's edge where they're not going to go around 7:49, 8:49 Eastern on Saturday night, walk in to Glendale, the arena, and sit there and be, was it the State Farm Arena? You said it a minute ago. Walk in there and not have that edge that we're going to have if we want to go complete the mission and go back to back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. Mark Sears, Grant Nelson, Aaron Estrada. It seems like, Dave, there's been a number of different heroes in March Madness this year. I think one of the things that benefits Bama in this matchup, like you mentioned, everybody's expecting UConn to get the win. I think Bama can play loose. I think they can play with a chip on their shoulder, and a team like that is a dangerous team. What do you feel like the recipe for victory is? Not just success, but winning this ball game. The Crimson Tide get it done, advance the national title if this happens, or is it a number of things they're going to need to do to take down UConn?
Well, I went back and watched. I knew we were recording today. I went back and watched their Illinois game. I was at a wedding, so I missed the first half of that and a little bit of the second half, just towards the tail end of that 30-0 run. So I went back and watched it. Brad Underwood, Illinois' coach, didn't really get the game plan. I feel like all week, again, just go back to Dan Hurley's motivation, you had some people out there because people liked Illinois' length and athleticism. They're like, hey, I think they can hang with UConn if they get to that Elite Eight matchup. So Hurley had a little bit of that motivation to go pull that. I don't think he's going to have any of that this week. I don't think anybody's going to be picking Alabama. But to my point, Brad Underwood, they just kept attacking Donovan Kling and hoping to get him into foul trouble. And with the way the game was being officiated, they were letting some contact play. So you were just running your head into a brick wall over and over, taking up or passing up open looks to just go try to get him in foul trouble. I think it was an awful game plan. Again, Brad Underwood, great coach, took the line out of the Elite Eight this year, won the Big Ten tournament. But if I'm Alabama, Nate Oates, and they know this, they got a couple of days to prepare for this. They know the Hurley system. Two of the guys on staff, Nate Oates himself, has worked on staff with Dan Hurley's brother. Preston Murphy himself has worked with Dan Mullen. So they're familiar. They played last year in that Phil Knight Invitational in Thanksgiving. They played in the semifinal game. But if I'm Alabama, you got to get Kling offensively. You got to get Kling on the perimeter, either covering Grant Nelson, Jaron Stevenson, who had a big game for him, the freshman on Saturday against Clemson, going for 19 points. One of those guys has to be making shots. First of all, Alabama's got to be making shots. I know that's you won't really know if that's going to happen. You can feel as good as you want to walk or walk around, shoot around, or walk through, shoot around. Till they're there that night, they have to shoot. That's a non-negotiable. If they shoot like they did against Grand Canyon, they're not going to win. They're going to have to – I see some people like, do they need 20-plus threes? I don't know if I go that far. Granted, Alabama made 19 threes this year against Purdue in a loss in the regular season. So they've proven if they make 19, 20 threes, they can lose because – I think the defense is what it is a little bit, but offensively, if they can get Klingon out guarding the perimeter, that opens up penetrators. Alabama likes to get to the rim, layups, or if it's not their kick out, that opens that. So I think that's key. Grant Nelson, Jaron Stevenson at the five spot, guarding Klingon, giving up some weight, but offensively, they're going to have to try to extend him out. They start making threes again, like that's going to open up some slashing lanes. I like Alabama at that point. Defensively, they got five guys who can all beat you. Personally, Bama doesn't play zone. Nate Oates doesn't like it. I think they did it against Missouri 2 years ago and got lit up, and Nate Oates hasn't ever done anything since. I liked what they did against North Carolina early in that game. You can tell they went by the scouting report. Those guys were knocking shots down for him now. Trimble, and I forget what the other kid's name, the true freshman guard for him, who were percentage-wise terrible shooters going into that game. They were making them early. Bama didn't abandon ship with the game plan. The numbers went back to the average. I would maybe factor in a little zone here. And UConn can shoot. They can. But I think that's the weakness of the offense. If I'm Nate Oates, Klingon's not beating me. We're going to rebound. And if UConn beats me from three, so be it. So if the game plan for Alabama is, I think you got to start, which they have been doing, Grant Nelson at the five spot. Maybe bring in Jaron Stevenson. Get Klingon to come guard them. Because I think they're more athleticism. They can take him off the dribble. Again, if they're making some threes, he's going to have to go get in their face. Opens up slashing lanes. And then defensively, he's not killing me. You're not going to beat me on the inside at a position in the front court that Alabama in the tournament, I honestly hadn't struggled in. But for most of the year, they have. I'm going to take my chances with UConn shooting threes. I mean, they may kill me. They may be 16 for 30. But I feel like that gives you the best opportunity to go win this specific basketball game. So they're going to have to shoot well. They're going to have to defend well down there on the post. Limit the turnovers, but one game, Alabama, we've seen it. They put up 19 threes against quality competition before, granted in a close loss to Purdue. But they can go off from three. Will they? I don't know, but they can. So if I'm Dan Hurley, I'm not necessarily just already starting to prepare for Purdue or NC State because I know if Alabama's hot, anything's possible.
And we've seen Bama get hot all throughout this season. You mentioned three-pointers, Dave. UConn, 72nd in the country with 8.5 three-pointers made per game. Alabama, they are second in the country, 11.2. And you mentioned that matchup, the Alabama offense against the UConn defense. Bama number one in all of college basketball, 90.6 points per game. UConn, ninth in points allowed per game at just 63.3. So something's got to give in this game, Dave. Let's lock in some predictions. I'm going to go ahead and start. You know, I've gone SEC heavy, admittedly, with most, if not all of my picks. There haven't been many games where I've gone against the SEC. I love this run Bama has been on. They've obviously got tons of momentum. You don't have, you know, you're not without momentum if you get to this point. Like you mentioned, I don't think anybody would beat UConn in a series, but all it takes is one game, and Alabama's more than capable. That being said, I'm going to go with UConn. I'm going to go with UConn. Give me 86 to 81. I think UConn finds a way. Like you mentioned, man, they just top to bottom, they're starting five. I mean, this is one of the best teams maybe in college basketball history. They're on a mission to make it back-to-back titles. I will not be as shocked as maybe some would be. And I tell you this, anybody listening, I don't think throwing some coin on Bama money line is a bad investment. I mean,
pretty
the return, fantastic value on it. That being said, UConn's a double-digit favorite for a reason. I think it'll be a great back-and-forth game. It's going to take a really, really special night, though, from Bama, and that might be asking a little bit too much, and I think Dan Hurley and company do get it done, 86-81. What say you?
I'm a 90-84 UConn. I'm with you. I think I would take Bama in the points. I even told some of my buddies from college, like, man, it started on 11.5, it's up to 12.5. I see some places. I was like, it's a lot of points, and some people are like, no, man, it's like, I don't know, the way Alabama's playing right now, they're playing, like you said, they're going to come in there and lose. You literally are playing with house money. There's nothing to lose. No one expects you to win. I think that plays to their advantage. I do think this is going to be a game at the under 4 minute timeout. I do. I think one of these, there are two big lines, even the NC State Purdue line. I think, what are they getting? I just had it pulled up.
Whatever. I think 6.5. Nine. It's nine.
Plus wow. Nine. They're giving the okay. Pack nine. So these are two big lines. Everybody's fully expecting a UConn Purdue national championship on Monday. That's fine. I mean, I get it. Probably are the two best teams, but in a single elimination game, I think UConn gets this done, but I do think Alabama again shoots well. I think they're going to play better than people think. I think this game's going to be much closer than people think. Give me Alabama plus the 11.5, but I do think they drop the game 90-84.
Fingers crossed for an Alabama Crimson Tide victory, Dave. I know you and I both would love nothing more than to be talking on Sunday afternoon, previewing what would be an epic national championship, no doubt. So,
owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.